Tonight's episode of Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks contains mature subject matter. Senior campers only. Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks takes place in a fantastical, consequence-free environment. Everything said on the show is for the purpose of satire. Don't be afraid.
Can I listen, Daddy?
No, Jeffrey, your purity. On your 18th birthday, you may return, but for now, cocoon yourself from the filth of this world.
We're back. We're here. I'm in. Can you hear me, listeners?
We're here and we're queer. Yay!
Listeners? Mother! Mother! Okay.
Yes, dear.
Okay, that's not funny.
Hi.
You'll never be her. You'll never be mother. So shut up. We got a feed here? We got audio?
You sound very good, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Because if you ever said anything different, you wouldn't be here, okay?
He's been trying to kill me for weeks now.
Yeah. Kill you with a
You're
paycheck.
You're doing a terrible job.
Paycheck for doing nothing.
I got some loving from Amethyst Mojito a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I bet you did. I bet you did, man. Did we ever discuss how we brought her back from the dead?
I don't remember.
Because she died, and then we got the gift basket, and then, I think we'll explore some of that
today. Oh, I think
today.
She was reborn on our show, and Becca tried to kiss her and make out with her on OU Radio.
No, that was before. You don't know anything. You don't know the show. You don't know anything.
Sorry.
I thought this was G-rated.
No, it's for adults, minus the hate speech, so.
Yeah, we can't hate on people.
Are we going to lose all of our white supremacist followers?
No.
They're still going to listen.
They're viable. If you want to reach the woods.
We were thinking about broadcasting from Pocatello next week, so.
Okay, that's enough. That's my hometown.
Bonner's Ferry, you know?
I thought you got to go more to the panhandle.
Riggins.
Bonner's Ferry has a stunning amount of neo-Nazis.
It's interesting because it seems like the areas that have a lot of Nazis, there also are like only white people.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I can't respect that any kind of racist who doesn't live around other races.
And my favorite thing about the neo-Nazis in America is they're fat, they're beer drinkers, and they're in the punk scene, as where Adolf Hitler's Nazi party was all about honor, being lean, being a fighting machine, following directions, following order, and domination. And it's beautiful.
It's a slippery slope.
The dichotomy is fantastic.
What you going to do now, neo-Nazis?
There's an inverse relationship between one thinking their race is superior and how superior they actually are within their own race. Make a graph of that, Dimitri Martin.
Well, there you go. You now have our show stance on neo-Nazis, and that's that they're no good. They're nobodies, you know.
Sorry to the Nazi followers.
Yeah, they don't have a good work ethic.
But if the package we received for Amethyst Mojito was from a neo-Nazi.
Is Amethyst Mojito, is she Latin? That sounds like a...
Well...
She's hotter than hell, but...
she's hotter than hell, and in fact...
She's the only cute Ebola survivor we've ever seen.
We're going to wake her up and bring her out of the cage right now.
I can't wait to see her.
Jack's lonely tonight. I might die from fright. There's no only one woman to which I could go. Amethyst Mojito. Oh, Amethyst, there you are. Hello, do you want a blue dear? Oh, no, Amethyst, that's okay. In fact, I need you to leave now.
Hello, Amethyst.
I have to say that I'm really glad we're on radio so that no one can see my giant erection.
Yeah, I know. She's hot.
Fox.
Ooh. Hello. Good night, nurse. Hello, mother. But, just if you could scat, Amethyst, please, just go. Just go.
Thank you.
Because you've been teasing me all night, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Oh, but, Jackie, don't you want some of that? Okay. No. Tisk, tisk, little man. And then she flies off into the sky. So that's her. She's a tease, and that's one of the things I want to talk to you about. I haven't been laid in a coon's age.
I thought we were not going to be white supremacists, Jackson. Never mind.
Okay, no, that's not. That is a very common expression referring to the age of a raccoon, which is a few years. Jonathan.
He is from Pocatello.
Oh, man, it just sunk in. Okay, no. Jonathan, order. I'll have order. Remember, remember the original Nazi party obeyed. Obey. Obey me. Jonathan helps run the U of U open mic. Basically, that entails putting a few posts on Facebook and turning a microphone on. Good job, Jonathan. The U of U open mic. I'm just kidding around. Me, I kind of run it mostly with my image. With my image. Basically, people know I'll be there, and they're like, "Who's this guy? Who's this guy? I want to see him work." You know, watching Leonardo build David or whatever.
Is that the what
hell
sculpting
I don't
is called?
I don't care.
Building? Are they construction
I don't care.
Workers now?
Watching Leonardo build that six-armed freak from
Are you
Mortal
talking about
Kombat.
Ganesh, the Hindu elephant god?
Watching, look, just wait a moment. Watching them build is better than watching the finished product. That's why I like watching painters paint. I like watching directors direct. I like watching open micers work on stuff. I like watching construction workers go and shouting at them, you know, tips. Because, like, from where I'm standing, they're awful.
He's a joke thief.
I'm not a joke thief. I would never steal a joke.
No, you're very original.
From a living man.
From a living man.
Hey, yeah, like, shouldn't it's like Beethoven, right? Like, once he's dead, it's all, like, common people's music, right? Like, that should be the same with comedy.
I agree. Carlin?
Bill Hicks?
I did Carlin's 14 hours for a couple of years after he died. I just said, well, he ain't using it, and I toured for, I made like $200,000 just doing Carlin. Some people didn't know he was dead. I just painted the hair silver, and, you know.
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah, it was great. I think I did well.
I think I could pass for Patrice O'Neill.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yes, I think so too, sir.
But yes, the U of U open mic, Monday, 7:30 p.m. Union Theater at the Ray Open Union Building. Really good, really cozy, very welcoming. I'm probably the friendliest guy there. I'm very, very nice. I'm fatherly.
Attractive.
Attractive. Well,
very
I mean,
soft
you wouldn't, skin. You wouldn't believe it by how seldom I'm getting my bone wet, but I'm in hell. I'm in hell, Jonathan. And you're with a new girl every week, and every week you're with a new girl, and I try to be like you. I try to pick up all these girls, but then Mother comes into my head. And she's like, now, Jonathan, now, don't sleep with a woman that you don't love. And I say, Mother, please. This is my life now, and she's not letting me do anything. She's not letting me. But, Jonathan, what is your secret?
He's willing to
help. I am open with my feelings and emotions. I care about true love. And that's what women find appealing.
Oh, God.
I fall in love on the first date. That's my move. And they see that connection, and they're sold.
I thought that you treated them like pieces of meat and just cleaned up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. I don't know what came over me there.
Maybe you've met someone. Maybe your feelings have changed. Maybe you're not the slayer you once were.
The problem is that men were conditioned to think that we need to have intercourse. Is this language all right? For viewers.
Intercourse.
We have to set up franchises, multiple states, multiple continents.
Yeah.
Listener, okay, so
intercourse is when a man's penis goes in a woman's vagina.
Or mouth.
Preferably to completion. That's another thing you've learned from Cam Jackie with Jackson Banks. Go on, Jonathan.
Okay, so we're conditioned to want to fornicate. Not even necessarily want to, but...
Fornicate. What does that mean? Fornicate. Can you spell it? Fornicate.
Fornicate.
Very powerful.
I may have misspelled that.
You sure did, sir.
Did I forget an I?
Makes
fornicate.
Me picture a fish crawling onto land for the first time, growing arms, becoming a wild land beast.
Anyway, casual sex is interesting because I think it does have, it is important because if you can't get laid casually, I think that your motives for getting in a relationship can be impure. You follow me? Because, you know, if it's very difficult for you to get laid, you may just get in a relationship with a girl because she sleeps with you.
I've never done that. I mean, I've done that. I've done it a lot. But I knew.
With Amethyst Mojito?
Amethyst been teasing my dog all night, man. This dog's raw. This dog needs to get on the grill. This dog needs a little condiments. This dog needs the juices, okay? Anyway, I'm sorry. That was totally unprofessional. Listeners, I'm going through a rough spot. Jonathan, I need the tricks, man. I'm too romantic. I love women. I want to throw rose petals on their naked bodies. Even if I don't know them, I will make a jerking gesture with my hand, and I will throw the rose petals into her face. And I'll say, what do you think of me?
You're so romantic.
I'll say, what do you think of me? I'll go, you know, I'll jerk it, and what do you think of me? And it's not working, and I don't get it.
Okay, so step one for getting women is you need to sleep with a girl, any girl. It doesn't matter what she looks like.
Sleep
you cannot date other women
girl.
Unless you're currently sleeping with someone. It's impossible.
So they you're know. Saying you they need to cheat and be a liar, and you need to be a lying hell bag.
No.
You need to lie. You're telling me to give up some Christian truths that kind of got me through hell. The answer is no,
what
Jonathan.
What is lying?
If you're doing something and you're not telling someone about it, you're lying.
No,
when I'm cooking breakfast, I knock on my roommate's doors. I say, I'm cooking now. I don't want you to think I'm a liar.
So there's problem number one. You're being too honest with women. There are some things that you just, it's not dishonesty.
Like they look like my mother, and that turns me on.
You shouldn't tell them that.
Why not? I'm not going to change. I'm not going to bend.
Then you're going to have to be alone. Or wait for a very, 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 very strange woman to find you attractive.
That's kind of my plan, to be honest.
Okay.
A really strange woman who has the body of a supermodel.
The Bunny Ranch.
We're going to the Bunny Ranch,
I think that
boys.
Physical appearance, I'm tired of it. I'm trying to condition myself to not be into it.
Have you ever been with a woman that weighs over 300 pounds, sir?
I haven't.
Well, do that first and then come back and have this conversation. Because I will have you on my show and we can discuss it. No,
I've actually
thought about
doing that.
You should.
Because, I mean.
They're human too.
Yeah. Yeah.
SSBW.
I'd feel like I'd be objectifying them.
No, they'd be objectifying you.
Which brings us to our next point about
was
feminism.
Was Jonah objectifying the whale? Yeah, dog. All night I could do this. All night. But see, I say, how am I not getting laid?
Emotions. That's the other thing. You got to get rid of those. You got to be
cold.
A wall of manliness.
Do
you
drink?
You know,
I do. I do. I was at Oktoberfest. I do. I do.
Alcohol really helps Jackson with his game. You should share
I wanna
with
tell
our
you
listeners
some, the game.
The story.
Of Oktoberfest.
Yes.
All right. Hell yeah. I'm at Oktoberfest. There's a little piece of ham that I want to put my pork in.
Second
so
of all,
speak.
Don't objectify women. You're not going
to
get them.
There's
that way.
A little. Okay, let me change.
They're
it.
Human beings.
There's
Jackson.
A little
human beings that want to be objectified.
There's a little donut I want to plug with some sugar cane. Okay. And I says to her, you know, if I was ever watching porn and I stumbled on you in one of the videos, I'd come rescue you from those awful men. And she
said
that.
You really said
that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
And she thought that was sweet. And I said, well, you like to do shot skis with me? And shot skis is when you do shots off of a ski. And she said no. So I shouted at her in front of the people in the line. I said, I will never rescue you from a porn set. Never. And people got it, you know. That's heartbreak. That's love.
She's probably in therapy now, sir.
She's probably wanting me right now.
So you really thought that was counselor? You really thought?
Thank you
that
for the respect.
You really thought that was what was gonna get your dingus wet?
I didn't really care because I was already drunk on a mountain and I was ready to die.
You've never made coitus in the mountains before.
I mean, I have made coitus in the mountains. It was a camping trip. Me and my lover, we decided to leave our tent and go to the other for ghost stories. A rain came down, a heavy rain. She said, "Babe, did you remember to zip the tent up?" I said, "Hell yeah, babe, stay quiet. My weenus is the talking stick, get it? So shush."
Open mic night here.
okay, babe, you know, whatever. We go back. The tent is open. I said, "Wow, look how wet our sleeping bags are. Laid."
See, it sounds like you should be teaching me how to get laid with your lines about rescuing them from porn sets and talking stick mountain.
Hey, my thing's the talking stick. Shut up, girl. Yeah, hello. Get out of here, Amethyst. I hear Amethyst is here.
And you've got Amethyst, you know, Jonathan. All over your... I feel threatened right now, actually, Jackson. I feel like Jonathan. The lesser man.
Jonathan, this is Amethyst Mojito.
Hey.
Your hair...
Amethyst, you've got curlier. Nice eyes.
Your hair is curlier than Jackie's hair. And you can grow a beard.
Oh.
I noticed that you are like Jackson, but a grown-up. Do people say that a lot?
Sometimes they say that I'm his evolved form.
Oh, indeed. You have shed, you have molted, and I think that there's a sweet, chewy center.
Do you think we could take a break here real quick?
Oh, yes. Oh, Jonathan. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, Jonathan. I want to be in your bag of toys going around the globe. I want you to put your toys in my chimney, baby. Come on now. Come on.
We need to go to break right now. We need to go to break.
Amethyst.
She doesn't have knees, idiot.
Oh, come on, baby.
Can I get my left hand? We're going to break. Are we ready? Can we do this?
Please.
And we're fading, fading, fading.
Less love. Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on.
We're back. Okay.
Can we smoke cigarettes in here?
You may smoke a cigarette. Jonathan just boinked Amethyst Mojito, a young lady I've been pursuing for months.
Oh, Jonathan. Jackie never could have done it the way you done it just now, baby.
I could. Jonathan, you're the master at sleeping with girls that you do not give a damn about. If you were in my position, she just slept with another man in front of you. You could get her into bed with you? You could get her into bed with you? You could. Yes.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't pursue her.
Just tell me what to say. Just tell me what to say.
I think that'd be rude.
I don't care, Jonathan. You know what? I'm sick of not getting laid because Jimmy, my next door neighbor, already tapped that. Guess what? I've got a schlong too, okay? And it's hungry. So tell me what to say to Amethyst.
Well, your forceful. Your forceful tone intimidates me. But
tell her, it's important to experience variety in life. So you can learn about yourself and your body.
Amethyst, it's important to experience variety in life.
That's great, Jackie, but when you were yelling earlier, I was intimidated, but still afraid.
Well, baby, let's get it on. Amethyst Mojito, the only girl I'll ever know in that way.
Oh, let's go to the hay.
And to cover up the sounds of her raucous lovemaking, I'll play the flute for about 3.5 minutes. Let's do it. Yes. You like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
Oh, yeah, boy.
This is the way God wants it.
Oh, yeah, I like when you talk about religion.
I'll talk about it all night. Some religions think this is okay. Does that turn you on?
Oh, yeah, tell me about how it's okay.
Yeah, pagans like doing it in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, wow. Thanks, Jonathan. I think I've discovered how to get with women. Listen, I've been watching you. Okay? I know you're in love. I know you're in love. Okay?
Okay.
And you can't resist getting tail. I just saw you nail Amethyst Mojito like she was a damn 2x4. Now what?
I would call it lovemaking more than nailing, but go on.
You're a changed man. See, I say nail. Notice how I told Amethyst I loved her.
Oh, but you do, don't you, Jackie? That was real.
Yeah, real in Bizarro World. Real in the never-ending story. Real in Superman 2. Real in, your sick imagination. So how about you ditch the crap and bail?
Oh, Jackie. Oh.
Pitta-patta, pitta-patta. That was her running away.
I thought you said she didn't have knees.
She's gone. Well, Jonathan, if you teach me, notice I talked about having sex with my girlfriend. Sex with a penis.
Is that a synonym for intercourse?
Sex with the penis, yes. If you teach me how to do it like I did it to Amethyst just now, every time, I'll teach you how to love. I'll teach you how to be in a relationship. What do you say, dog?
Let's teach you right now. Let's do it.
All right. You give me a tip. I'll give you a tip.
Okay. You see a girl at a bar.
Okay.
There are no good first lines. Okay? So all that you can do is get her attention.
Bring her some water.
And not make her think that you're creepy.
Slap that ass.
Just say something in Aka. Something's buzzing.
Say
something's buzzing in my ear. I think it's aliens. I have schizophrenia. Do you have any dopaminergic antagonists?
Ladies love to party. That's attention. Like cocaine these days. Women the antipsychotics are like cocaine these
days.
They
love craziness.
Yeah. Let's bust out the Valium. Let's get that Lexapro. All right, Sasha, do you need a little piddle paddle? Do you need to be punished? Because I'm putting on the best show of my life, and at the same time, it's being ruined. So what's going on? Did you fix it?
Sure. Well, all this women talk has got me really frustrated. Oh, I got stood up on a date today.
You're trying to plug in your auxiliary output into your computer's little female part hole there.
Okay, that's enough.
She's rejecting it, though.
I think you're trying to...
Have you listened to anything I've said? When I talk about sex, it's witty. Schlong. Danger. Donger. Boinger.
Dingus.
Thor's hammer. That's the name for mine.
That's crude. That's lowbrow. Oh, you mean like they're in the latest blockbuster? Shut up.
What about Thor? Thor's chisel? It's a little less intimidating.
No, dude. It's anything about Thor is smut.
His
dong.
His prick. Flute.
Pud.
Prick. Dork.
Mercury's feather.
See, it's just like listening to a porn right now. It's like listening to a porn actor spout about his wanger, as Shakespeare would have called it. His wanger schlong. And don't ever look at the clock while I'm talking about
it. I didn't even know there was a clock.
I mean, don't flip and flip. Don't flipping look. So I'll get her attention without being creepy. So dance really hard. Dance really hard.
Yep.
Like spaz
you're having
out.
A seizure. Like, and then she'll go to rescue you. She'll be like, is everything okay? Is everything okay? And you go, yes, it'll be okay.
And then I tell her I love her. And
the
mouse jumped over the
history.
Hoop. I get that loop. Did I tell you I've been rapping, Sasha?
I think you should.
I do, actually. Well, all my raps are inappropriate for the young campers. But, you know, I'd love to show you sometime.
What's your hip-hop name?
Sherlock Holmes.
I think you should... Never mind. That's a good name. You'll go far with that.
Bippity-boppity-boop. The mouse jumped over them hoops.
Okay, so can you teach me how to love now?
Tell her her love's cosmic, like it's from space. Tell her you can't live without her. She's your better half.
That sounds like it'll help her fall in love with me. How does that help me with my own feelings?
You know what you do.
You're already in love. You make her love you. Yeah.
Oh.
Turn on some Barry White.
Touch yourself.
Cook her some dinner.
Touch yourself.
While touching myself.
Let her know that you're interested in her by listening. Say, hey, how are you? Tell me about your day. Tell me about your bunions. How can I help you become better? Because my goal as a man is to facilitate a woman's dreams and desires. Wow.
Could we do all this over the phone? Because I couldn't put up with that without doing something else.
Well, that's
like reading or
bong rips, yeah.
Using Tinder or something.
Grindr.
Wait, why can't you put up with it?
Because I mean, people are boring in general.
I don't agree. I think they're exciting. I think every woman is an exciting butterfly waiting to hatch from her disgusting cocoon.
From a worm.
I can
to
see
a
why
butterfly.
I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, ask me anything, any situation. I'll tell you how to get her heart beating. You won't have sex for about 3 or 4 years, but she'll like you.
Okay. I'm riding on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Lame.
She is sleeping on the sidewalk with a cardboard sign that says, "Need money to feed my children." What do I say?
So you bunny hop her first to show your athleticism.
Okay.
Bunny hop her.
And then strengthen your hips and quads.
And then say, "Daddy's here. Let her and the children live in the house."
Yes.
Marry her.
No, you don't even need to marry her.
If the kids rub you the wrong way, accuse some of them of witchcraft to get them out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do in Africa.
Why isn't it okay for a man to kill another man's children like the animals do?
Well,
only in America is it wrong, sir.
Okay. I think it's cool if you do that. My stepdad tried to kill me like 5 times.
Yeah,
he says he didn't. He totally tried to kill me.
I believe it.
Yeah, you want to go run the lawnmower? Lawnmower? You mean you're trying to kill me? you want to go trim the tree? No, you're trying to kill me with those sharp things. I'm not getting anywhere near the garbage disposal or a mop or any kind of cleaning. I'm not cleaning my room because that means you can just sneak in. The junk on my floor is to keep my stepdad from sneaking in and cutting my throat. Vis-a-vis love. As you can see, Jonathan, I'm a good lover, and I'm ready to go nail a million women tonight.
A million?
Can I do it? Little, we're going to go to break away while I nail a million women.
Magdalena.
He is the one that ISIS hates.
All those things one more time, just so the ladies know how many ladies I've banged.
I fell in love with a homeless woman named Magdalena.
And he's banged 1 million broads.
That's
burkas.
Right. That's right. Don't stop, won't stop, potty till the panties drop.
He's called the Panty Kid.
I'm the Panty Kid. Billy the Panty Kid.
Every time he sleeps with a woman, he puts a pair of panties on his body.
Yep.
At this point, 90% of Jackson's weight is women's panties.
That's right. My panty tail is destroying the city.
His sperm is the only thing that can kill Ebola.
That's right. spilt one on a patient, cured it, done. Why is everyone freaking out, Jonathan? Shouldn't they be celebrating my sexual conquests?
I believe you've broken their hearts, and they're now all just killing themselves, unfortunately.
How could I break their... I told them I love them. I made them feel special for a night. How does that break your heart? I don't get it. Won't stop potty till the panties drop.
When referring to his genitalia, it's not Godzilla, it's Whitezilla.
Whitezilla has been inside 300 million women in the last hour. Because we have a time machine, so we can...
Okay.
Also bang Cleopatra and Harriet Tubman.
Anyway, the point is, most human beings don't lose their feelings immediately, like you have managed to do, Jackson.
I don't stop, won't stop, potty till the panties drop.
Panty boy.
The panty boy kid.
So you are essentially, literally and figuratively, a pussy murderer.
One bush at a time.
I don't kill kittens. I kill vagina. I roast it on a spit. I you know what? It's already that kind of show. Jackie needs to put his dog
on
the grill.
You're murdering vaginas.
I'm not. I'm nourishing them.
Oh,
as you can hear, this young lady.
Devastated mommy hole.
Look, what I said about vaginas roasting on the spit was crude. I'm sorry.
That's not how you eat a vagina.
But it's because
I won't stop
potty till the panties drop. Good thing I yelled over that. Jonathan, inappropriate. Inappropriate, Jonathan. Metaphor. Schlong, donger.
Dingus.
Butterfly for the lady
flower.
Parts.
The old baby maker.
I have rubbed the oil off
I did not,
more
I did not
butterfly
tell
wings
you.
Tonight than anything can, you know what I mean?
You're not dining on a flower correctly. Is that better?
It's like... labias and lollipops for this kid.
All right, so we're getting rowdy again. What are you going to do about it, Jonathan? What are any of you going to do about it?
Encourage you.
I'm going to go live a handsome life with my new bride, Magdalena.
I must be stopped.
She's got two shopping carts filled with all the gadgets and gizmos a homeless lover could ask for.
I must be stopped. Jonathan, you don't sleep with women anymore, do you?
No.
Well, you're missing out. So that's our
AIDS
status.
Vaccine.
We're going to take a very quick break and listen to a very quick song about funky lovemaking. Let's just play some porn music for about 20, 30 seconds and come back.
Thanks for the times that you've given. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud.
That's what I play in the bedroom, along with a little.
So what we learned today here at Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks, Jonathan Falconer.
Hi.
You need to slay more ladies. You need 300 million in your
Never.
Bed tonight.
I left
tomorrow?
That part of my life behind me.
No.
Jonathan.
I'm about true love now.
There's no such thing
I care about
as moralism.
Feelings and emotions now.
There's no such
it's
thing
not
as
about,
moralism.
It's nothing to do with morals. It has
Jonathan,
to do with
remove
my own
the burka, sir.
Joy and happiness.
Remove
I'm
those
with
burkas.
Magdalena now.
Take them burkas off, boy. Listen, I can't stop. I like sleeping with ladies. I went 23 years without being a ladies' man, and now I banged all of them. There's only one way you can save these women's minds, and that's by doing what you did best. You never told them you loved them or that you're going to take care of them. You just said, hey, girl, you're a piece of steak on my grill, and you had meaningless, raucous sex with them. And do that. Fill them with some endorphins. Get them back in the workplace. I read a study today. The more sex you have, the more money you're making. Get out, lay these girls, save them from my wrath. I can't be stopped.
Fine.
You're better than me, Jonathan.
All right, fine. For the good of the world, I'll do it.
You have to leave your hobo
Magdalena.
Wife. You have to leave her. Leave her now.
Magdalena, I love you. And I want you to know that no matter how many hoes I slay with my rake, I'll always love you.
No.
Your love is weak to me now. I feel only oral and...
Stop controlling my thoughts, Jackson.
Mouth hugs. More mouth hugs,
Jonathan,
sir.
Go. Before the sex power takes me over. Go forth. We're going to go to break
Magdalena,
while Jonathan...
I don't care about you. I
good work. That's the Jonathan I know.
Don't even say goodbye. Don't even say goodbye.
You have your place, Jonathan, and that's nailing these broads.
Pull out, zip up, and walk out is my motto.
Jonathan, say goodbye. We're going to go to break while Jonathan...
Magdalena.
And Jonathan's
forever.
Mic wasn't on.
I don't care about you anymore.
Jonathan's mic wasn't on, and that's great.
it was still pickups.
Okay. So basically, Jonathan was reluctant... Campers, Jonathan was reluctant, but he will sleep with all of these women and restore their minds. He will. Leave her. Leave her now. Leave your wife.
Goodbye, Magdalena.
You know, we're going to go to break while Jonathan has intercourse with 300 million strangers. We'll be right back. Okay, well, everything has been restored to its proper order. The awful things I said during the hour about deflowering women will be replaced with Shakespearean soliloquies.
We are
Jonathan
nothing without women.
Jonathan had meaningless sex with all the women in the world, restoring their minds, undoing the damage I did. Kids, I think we've learned something here today. If you're going to sleep around, just be honest. Just be honest about the meat that you see a person as. And I'm not talking about women being meat. I'm talking about people being meat together.
Cannibalism.
On the grill for just one night. I'm meat, baby. You're meat. Let's make a damn sandwich. I was cured of my addiction to sex and getting laid because the boys strapped me down and taped my eyes open like in Clockwork Orange. And made me watch Gone with the Wind unlimited times. I was on acid, so it felt like I watched Gone with the Wind for the lifetime of a dying star.
I'm going to marry Melanie.
But you can't, not if you care for me.
Hmm.
Oh, my dear, why must you make me say things that will hurt you?
Why must you make me say things that will hurt
you? Understand. You're so young and unthinking. You don't know what marriage means.
I know. I
do
love
women.
I want to be your wife.
They're not
you
me.
You don't love Melanie.
She's like me, Scott. She's part of my blood, and we understand.
That's right, Jackson.
But you love me.
You're like me.
How could I help loving you?
How could I help loving you?
You have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage.
Love, Jackson. Feel.
As we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except
sounds
say
like
yes.
My
no,
freaking
and raise
wife,
a
man.
Of Minnie Mouse breast just like her.
You mustn't say things like that about Melanie.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't?
Turn it off. Turn it off.
You made me believe you
stop
wanted
it. I miss her, all right? Some people are so different they shouldn't get married, but their animal jungle souls just want to do freaky monkey stuff all night, man. And their monkey souls want to get freaked. Jonathan, we've learned something. Jonathan, you're back to what you do best. And that is, you know, nailing girls like they were your prime suspect in the hit series Dragnet, taking them to the big house, locking them away, giving them the most pleasurable stay at prison since a open, masculine, gay man went to prison. Had a harem of neo-Nazis, full circle there. A harem of neo-Nazis, boys. Boys, I want to talk to the gay young men listening tonight.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
Hey, quiet. Now, I want to talk to the young gay. I want to talk to you. If you work hard, and if you're having trouble getting laid, get built. Become a big, scary dude. Go to the big house, and you will have a harem of neo-Nazis. All right? That was my message for this today. So, what about you, Jonathan? What did you learn about your lack of love and your need to dominate women that you don't care about?
I learned that I don't think there's hope for humanity anymore. And I'm never going to watch Gone with the Wind again.
Why? Because it made me a good little boy?
Precisely.
I respect that. You're a bad boy, Jonathan. I've talked to all the girls that you come to open mics with, round your arm, looking longingly at you, while I'm doing better than you, you know, killing
it
harder.
That hurts, Jackson.
I know. And I corner them. I say, did you see my jokes? Why aren't you sleeping with me? And they said, Jack, you're a hero up there. Jonathan's a bad boy. And also he's like clearly better looking and taller and more muscular. And, you know.
That's my moral of the story, is that all anyone really cares about is what you look like.
That's right.
It's true. I have turned down a legion of fat girls looking for true love.
That's true. You know, my moral of... I'm just going to keep getting new morals.
Okay. We have about 3 minutes for
this
morals.
This one, good. I've got a lot of morals. This one is true love is right below where your standards are.
Yes.
Right below. Hey, if I love the girl, I don't care about her mosquito bite chest. I don't care about her flat bum, you know?
Or that she's 300 pounds.
Yeah, I could love a big woman. I've loved
Sardine
a big woman.
Can.
I look, we've said some awful stuff, but it's all in good fun.
For the joke.
We here at Camp Jackie love women, and that's why I'm singing a song for women tonight. Women of people.
Yeah.
Every church, every steeple. Treat them with respect. Whether you're into rough play or connects, that Lego knockoff for adults. Rhyme to them. Treat them good.
Patronize
them. Make love. No. Sometimes boys talk tough because they're lonely. But all they wants to do is make him only. It makes us feel like real men, like we were born for a reason.
Oogly, oogly.
So come on, let's make it Jackie season.
I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have.
Hi, Mom.
We've been meeting here every day.
Toodaloo, listeners.
And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away,